In Connecticut, police have a unique tool to try to stop shootings before they happen. If a judge decides a gun owner is dangerous, police can take their guns away. In the 3 years since the policy took effect, several hundred guns have been seized. But the policy remains controversial because there's no way to know for sure how much violence has been prevented, nor whether such a law would help police investigating the Washington area shootings. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
It was another case of horrifying gun violence. In 1998, a man with a grudge went to his job at the Connecticut State Lottery and killed four co-workers. A law enforcement official described the rampage to reporters that day 4 years ago.
In the adjacent area were the other two victims. They were shot inside the building. Then he chased Mr. Brown and the other employees outside the building. Mr. Brown stumbled. The gunman caught up with Mr. Brown, shot Mr. Brown, then turned the gun on himself.
Back then, there had been warning signs that Matthew Beck was dangerous. One coworker told police he had even brought his own gun to work to protect himself. Beck had made threats, talked of guns, and had been treated for depression. After the shooting, the first reaction of state legislators was to pass a law to stop anyone who had gotten treatment for a serious mental illness from owning a gun. But psychiatrist Howard Zanana of Yale University told the lawmakers that would stigmatize people with a history of mental illness. And besides, he argued, it would not even work very well.
We convinced the legislators that there are a lot of people who go for psychiatric treatment who aren't dangerous, and that there are a lot of people who weren't in psychiatric treatment that potentially were dangerous.
Zanana was right. Since the law took effect, 729 guns have been taken from 62 people. Most but not all of them had a mental illness, and a large number had never gotten any treatment before.
They're totally off the radar screen of either the mental health system or the criminal justice system.
That's Mike Lawler. He's the Connecticut legislator who wrote the law. He says police and mental health workers may not always know who's acting in a dangerous way, but family, friends, and coworkers often do.
In many of these cases, people have spotted that. Family members, employers, coworkers have seen these warning signals and have tried to do something about it, but, you know, except for in Connecticut, there's really no mechanism in place for people to take appropriate action.
In Connecticut, police can ask a judge for a warrant to take away guns. So far, it's been family members who most often report someone as dangerous. Next most likely are police, mental health workers, neighbors, and employers. That's according to a new report by a researcher for the Connecticut State Legislature. Gun rights advocates and civil libertarians have objected to the law. They don't like the idea of taking away legally owned guns from people who have committed no crime. Yale Law School professor Stephen Duke was among the original critics of the law, but he says the new research shows that police and judges seem to be using the law wisely. Still, Duke doubts it has done much to cut the crime rate, and he doesn't think it would help in a case like the Washington shootings.
Measures like this will not solve problems like snipers. A lot of times legislation, crime legislation, is put forth as some sort of panacea, and it's not. Crime is a fundamental cultural, psychological, economic problem for which there are no easy answers.
But Lawler, the state representative, disagrees.
It seems like whoever's doing this is a big fan of firearms and may or may not have been giving signals of this type of behavior before. We know that's been the case in other cases where people have done these mass shootings for no apparent reason.
Connecticut is the only state with such a law. Lawler thinks cases like the Washington sniper attacks will force other state legislatures to consider such gun laws. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.